The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, everyone. This is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield. We have Leslie Herzberg on the program this week. You are the executive director of Berkshire Historical Society at Arrowhead. Okay.
Thanks so, for having me.
You get a lot of things under your title, a lot of jobs, a lot of things you execute on a regular basis. And we're going to talk mostly about Arrowhead, which there are people in Berkshire County and in Pittsfield that don't even know that it exists.
I talk to them all the time. I come by and they said, I've never been here. I drive by. I've driven by it my whole life and I've never been. And I say, well, you're here now, so welcome.
That's very nice. Instead of shaming them.
No, I don't shame them.
You welcome them with open arms, which is nice. So tell us what Arrowhead is for those that don't know.
So Arrowhead is on Holmes Road. It's the big yellow house on Holmes Road, which you probably have driven by many times. But Arrowhead was the residence of Herman Melville and his family from 1850 to 1863. And most importantly, it is the place where he wrote Moby Dick. And a lot of people don't realize that.
It's so cool. I think that's the coolest thing. If people are in town and they stop at the Liechtenstein Center for the Arts and talk about all the things that are cool in Pittsfield, that is my one. Like, I give them 10 things, and one of them is that Moby Dick was written right here in Pittsfield. It's so cool.
It's true. And one of the reasons that it inspired Moby Dick is that he looked out of his study window every day, and he gazed at the profile of Mount Greylock, and he imagined it as a whale kind of cresting out of the waves. And so that's what sparked his imagination.
It's cool. And you can see that window. So if you tour Arrowhead, you can go up into that office and you can look out that same window. And it's kind of spooky, like in a really cool way. Like, you can imagine when Herman Melville was sitting at that very desk and looking out that window. It's cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Very cool. And you are open as an active museum throughout the season. And that's why, even though it's September, there is still tons to do in Pittsfield and the Berkshires. The season, quote unquote, is ongoing, and there's no off season. So at Arrowhead, tell us what's going on.
Yeah, well, you can still come and do a tour at Arrowhead if you've never been. If you're one of those people that has driven by many times and wants to come and do a tour, they're just an hour long. And we do tours Thursday through Monday. So we're just closed Tuesday and Wednesday for tours. And you can come by, get a tour, and we're open through the end of October for tours.
And if you want to get a tour, should you call ahead of time to do it?
Well, you can just drop in, or you can book ahead of time online at berkshirehistory.org. And there's a big yellow button on our website that says book now, and you can book ahead for any of our programs that way too.
Very cool. So tours are available through the end of October. And it's also beautiful at Arrowhead to get a tour, but also just to walk around. The grounds are gorgeous. The barn is there. The property is really, really beautiful. And you have other programming going on.
Yeah, we have some great programming even coming up this weekend. So if you're going to be in the Berkshires, we are doing a walk, not at Arrowhead itself. We're actually doing a hike to Balance Rock. And if you've never been to Balance Rock in the Pittsfield State Forest, I encourage you to come with historian John Dixon this Saturday at 11 a.m. To hike to Balance Rock. Balance Rock was actually very significant for a lot of writers at the time, because it's kind of a phenomenon, like it's a natural phenomenon. And it was significant to Herman Melville. He visited it.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, it was an attraction. It was kind of this interesting thing to go and walk and see. And he went there with friends many times. In the summer of 1851, we know he was there specifically. So come and take a walk to Balance Rock. This is a part of the Housatonic Heritage Walks, and they do a number of walks over the weekends in September and October, and they're all free. And if you go on their website, you can find all these amazing walks. This is just one that we happen to be offering this Saturday at 11, the Balance Rock Hike.
And you can just show up.
You can just show up. Yep, it's free.
Very cool. Housatonic Heritage Walks are amazing. Someone called our office asking specifically for that. What are the Housatonic Heritage Walks? So they must have just seen a blurb somewhere and wanted more information, which we had, because it's on very, very clear on the Housatonic Heritage website. And it's all free.
It's all free.
Yeah.
And we're doing another free program this weekend for kids, which is really fun. We invited the Whale Mobile here. It is a giant inflatable life-size whale that kids get to go inside, and they do this wonderful program, educational program, about whales and their anatomy and why we need to preserve the oceans. So it's about the environment and taking care of the environment.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's really, really fun. And so the whale's name is Nile, and he's coming to
Nile.
Yeah. He's coming to Pittsfield, some of the Pittsfield public schools, during the day on Thursday and Friday. So some kids may be able to visit him on Thursday and Friday. But if your child did not have a chance to visit him on Thursday or Friday in school, you can come on Saturday morning to the gym at Egremont Elementary School between 10 and 12. And that's a free program to come and visit Nile with the Whale Mobile, sponsored by Mountain One Bank and Greylock, the Greylock Federal Credit Union, as well as Arrowhead, because what we're trying to get kids to understand is, why is the whale in Pittsfield?
Exactly.
And then we try to make
quite
the connection.
A significant connection between
yeah.
the whale being in Pittsfield.
So yeah, that's why we're trying to... It's huge. It's a life-size whale.
Wow.
It's really
cool.
Fun. Yeah.
And you go in and you can imagine all the whales... eat what the whales eat in the big ocean, because when they open their huge mouth, people don't realize how big that is. So
yeah.
That's very cool.
So come visit this Saturday. Visit Nile the Whale at the Egremont Elementary School gym from 10 to 12.
And all of the information that we're talking about is also on your website.
Yes, our website is berkshirehistory.org.
Berkshirehistory.org. And lovepittsfield.com has many events that are happening in Pittsfield as well. That's our website, lovepittsfield.com. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. Bev Prentice is operating the board, as always, in her semi-retirement years. We love the word semi-retirement. It means many things. And Leslie Herzberg is the guest from Arrowhead, talking about all the cool things that Arrowhead offers. Berkshire County Historical Society is also under Arrowhead, or Arrowhead is under Berkshire County Historical Society, however we want to say it. Because there's cool things about Arrowhead itself, but there's also cool things under the Berkshire County Historical Society, like at the Berkshire Athenaeum, the Melville Room. Let's talk about that.
Right. So in 1962, there was a Harvard professor who had a really large Melville collection, and he donated it all to the Melville Room because Arrowhead as a museum didn't exist yet. So all of those collections went to the Melville Room at the Athenaeum, and so they've maintained those collections since then. We have a great partnership with them. Sometimes they loan objects to Arrowhead so we can have them on display in the house. But the Melville Room is open anytime the library is open. So if you want to go in and see amazing artifacts, ephemera, anything related to Melville, they have a wonderful collection there. And right now they have on display, actually they have it all the time, but it's very special right now. They have the desk that Herman Melville wrote Billy Budd at, which he did not write in Pittsfield, I'm sorry to say, but he didn't. He wrote it at the end of his life in New York. But and then the bread box. Billy Budd was actually found in a bread box after Herman passes away, and it was published after he dies in 1924. He dies in 1891. And it was published by his granddaughter, Eleanor, because she finds this bread box in the attic. It had been kind of tucked away by the family. And there was a biographer. Melville's first biographer was named Raymond Weaver, and he was teaching at Columbia University. visiting Melville's granddaughter, and she starts pulling things out. And lo and behold, there's this bread box, and inside is this unpublished manuscript of Billy Budd, and they worked together and published it in 1924. So this year is the 100th anniversary of Billy Budd's publication, and you can see the bread box and the desk at the Athenaeum.
Very cool. Isn't that cool?
That is. It's a wonder they didn't throw it out.
The bread box? Mm. I know. It's a good thing they opened it instead of just saying, hopefully there's no moldy bread in this bread box. They opened it and discovered way better things inside. So that is a good thing, and we're thankful for that. That's a great story. There's so many Melville connections to Pittsfield, the Athenaeum, obviously Arrowhead, and then the Country Club of Pittsfield also has a connection to Melville.
Yeah, Melville's uncle and cousin actually both owned the building that is now the Country Club. And so he visited there as many times as a boy. He swam in the lake that is there, that is now called Moorwood Lake. And he farmed the land. And that's really where he fell in love with the Berkshires before he even moved here himself.
It's wild. There's so many stories of Melville. Again, you can just visualize it. Downtown Pittsfield, he and Nathaniel Hawthorne walking the streets with their families of downtown Pittsfield, shopping there for shoes. I mean, the historical stories of authors, really famous authors, walking the streets of Pittsfield in the Berkshires. It's really cool.
How long did he live here?
He lived here for 13 years.
See, now, I thought he was just a visitor. I had no idea that he lived here.
Yeah, 13 years is long. I didn't realize it was that long either. So it's great. And that's why we're grateful that they are maintaining the house of where Arrowhead, where he lived when he was in Pittsfield, and it's now a living and working museum, which is awesome.
Yeah.
All right. We're talking about current events and just historical facts about Herman Melville and his time in Pittsfield and Arrowhead, where he lived in Pittsfield, and what is happening this fall at Arrowhead. Arrowhead is open for tours through the end of October. You can go to the website to book one, or you can just show up every day except for Tuesday and Wednesday.
Correct. Yeah. And if you'd like to support Arrowhead more than just coming to take a tour, that certainly supports us. But we do have a wonderful fundraiser coming up September 20th. We collaborate with a lot of people, and it's so significant that the Berkshires allows you to do that. There's so many wonderful companies and businesses and other nonprofits to collaborate with. And so for this fundraiser, we collaborated with the Berkshire Opera Festival and Tanglewood's Learning Institute. So the fundraiser is at the TLI Lindy Center on September 20th. And we will have selections from the Billy Budd Opera, written by Benjamin Britten, performed by the Berkshire Opera Festival there. Tickets are still available. You can go on our website and buy your ticket. It's just $100 that supports the Historical Society, and you get to learn about Billy Budd. Obviously, we're celebrating the 100th anniversary, as I mentioned, and you get to have this wonderful program, sample some desserts and drinks, and another local business that we collaborated with is the Berkshire Cider Project. So they collect apples from our historic apple trees. Herman Melville made cider himself. And they collected apples, and they made a special cider just for us.
That's cool.
Yeah, and you get to sample it. It will be launched at this event. So we thank the Berkshire Cider Project for that collaboration. And then they've also helped us plant a new orchard at Arrowhead, which will produce a special Arrowhead cider in 2 to 3 years.
Oh, cool. They planted trees that will have more apples on them.
Exactly.
Wow, that's very cool.
Yeah.
And very sustainable. Like, all of these things are not just a one-and-done project. It's like you're thinking about the future and all of the cool things. And so Herman Melville had apple trees on the property when he lived there.
He did. Huh? Yeah. He didn't plant the orchard himself. I think it was already established when he moved in, because the house was built in 1784. So it predates Herman Melville. It's a really old house. But yeah, so we will be making cider, and it will be really wonderful and historic.
Very cool. Very cool. And lots of activities. So you're having, you know, Arrowhead is having all kinds of fun through the fall season, which is, we're grateful for. Some people are slowing down at the end of the summer, but always other things to do throughout Pittsfield and the Berkshires as the leaf peeping season comes to be. I have seen lots of leaves changing, and before September I saw a couple and I just looked away and tried to ignore them, but now I'm embracing it a little more as the, you know, Bartlett's apple picking season is alive and well. So
there's a little elf out there and he's doing his business, you know, just to confuse us.
Yeah, there's all kinds of things. Right now we can pay attention to the leaves changing colors and the beauty of the Berkshires in the fall. People come from all over the place to look at these beautiful leaves, and we get to see them every day. So we are grateful for that. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. Bev Prentice is operating the board, and we have Leslie Herzberg here from Arrowhead, the executive director of Arrowhead, which is on Holmes Road, the home of Herman Melville, where he wrote Moby Dick. Very cool. Very cool indeed. We are a little sad that we finished the First Fridays at 5 season. The last one was on the first Friday of September, and it didn't rain, which was very exciting. It rained in June, July, and August.
So and you're not sad about that. You're sad that it was the last.
We're a little sad that it was the last because it was, but it was a good one to end with. It didn't rain. We had more of a street closure, food trucks, live band at Persa Park, Hoosie Shakers brought it out, and all the people were coming. They have lots of friends and family. Lots of people came out to see Hoosie Shakers. And Latinas 413 collaborated with us for the curation of the main stage. So there was some really cool stuff on the main stage, including Luana Diaz David, who was doing her Brazilian dancing. And she is amazing as a performer, but she also came off the stage and was interactive. And there were lines and lines of people dancing with her, which is the coolest thing ever. Ooh. So it was a great last hurrah, and we are planning for next season already. And there are things happening in October around the Halloween season, and then we're planning for December around the holiday season, and then we're starting to talk about the 10 by 10 Upstreet Arts Festival in February during school vacation week, and then we have Art Week Berkshires in May, and then we just start all over again. So it's wild and crazy how time flies when we're having fun. But thank you to everyone that came out to support the first ever First Fridays at 5 season. It was a joint effort between the City of Pittsfield and Downtown Pittsfield Inc., and we had great sponsors throughout the season as well. So yay for that. We are very excited about all the things continuing to happen throughout the fall, including events at Arrowhead on Holmes Road. All of the events that we've been talking about throughout the show you can find on Arrowhead's website,
BerkshireHistory.org.
BerkshireHistory.org. That's pretty easy. BerkshireHistory.org. And let's talk about more events that are going on at Arrowhead.
Yeah, well, we also have a community day coming up. So again, if you've never been to Arrowhead and you just want to come and experience our grounds, please come September 28th from 10 to 4. I know there's a lot going on that weekend, but feel free to stop by. We have a food truck. Again, Berkshire Cider Project will be there doing samples of their cider. We'll have reenactors, Revolutionary War reenactors there. Lots of people for you to meet. Activities for kids. So it will be a really fun day just to come and explore our grounds. We have hiking trails, and take a tour if you're interested and want to come by. And if you've never been to the house, we actually just did something really significant that changes the whole house's appearance.
Yes. Talk about this because I saw it on social media and I would like more information.
Yeah. So what's really amazing is that historically the house had shutters, and it had not had shutters for many, many years. And we don't really know what happened. The shutters just got taken off. Maybe it got taken off to be painted, and then they never got put back on, and then they got lost. And so the house hasn't had its shutters for many, many years, and they've just disappeared. And so what we've done with some grant funding is be able to hire a historic preservation carpenter, and they have remade all the shutters on the house, and we have put at least the front facade back on so that the house appears as it would have during Melville's time there, which is a really significant facelift historically, so it's a much more accurate picture of the house.
That's very cool, and I bet there were so many people that didn't realize, I'll say like myself, that it was missing shutters until you put them back up and you say, wow, this looks like it should be looking.
Makes a big difference.
Yeah, I bet it does. So nice. That's congratulations on getting the grant, finding the appropriate historical carpenter to help with you, do all that thing, all that. And do the shutters go on all parts of the house?
They will eventually. Yep. We just got the front facade on. We knew we were going to be able to finish those by the end of the summer. And but the rest of the house will get shutters as well.
Very cool. This Community Day coming up on September 28th is awesome because it's from 10 to 4. You literally can stop in. So if you have other things going on that day, just pop in and check it out. Stop for 30 minutes, stop for an hour, stop for 2 hours, stop for as long as you want. But don't feel like you have to be there from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. just because that's the time of the event.
It's
open house kind of thing.
It is.
That you can stop in. And we say this all the time to people we in our lives that we know and love, family and friends that were born and raised here that have never been to places like Arrowhead or Hancock Shaker Village. Now's the time. A community open house is the time, a community day. You just pop in, and now you can say when people ask you, have you been to this place that you pass by almost every day, you can finally say yes.
It's great. We'd love to have you. If you've been once or if you've been many times, please come and visit. And our main season goes through October, but we are still open for tours during the winter that you can book ahead every Saturday morning at 11. So even though we're closed for our main season, there's still enough of a demand that we are open for tours Saturdays, November through mid-May.
There you go.
Yeah.
And that is cool also because when the snow flies, it's cool. People that snowshoe like to snowshoe up that way. But it's beautiful. The snow makes the house setting and the whole property even more pretty if you're into the winter scene.
And much more authentic because Herman wrote Moby Dick in the winter. And so when Greylock is covered in snow, it looks much more like a white whale.
Oh, there you go. Uh-huh. That's the key, the whale. Mm-hmm. And it is funny because when you do, I never thought about Mount Greylock as a whale until I learned about the Moby Dick and looked out the window and saw it. And it does have whale-like features, and especially with the snow. So I guess I didn't think about that either. He wrote Moby Dick in the winter, so when he was looking at Mount Greylock, also there weren't trees and leaves blocking his view. It was a more clear view of the mountain. Cool. That's cool.
Yeah. It's a perspective that you don't get anywhere else, and you're just high enough that you can see that profile.
Yeah. Go out. Go look out the window, everybody.
Ever made a painting of that?
Oh, sure. We have a lot of them at Arrowhead, actually. And during his own lifetime, too. That profile of Greylock has really inspired a lot of artists. We have a lot of different depictions of Greylock.
Of the
which
whale.
Which doesn't change.
Yeah, doesn't. The mountain doesn't change, thankfully. So the depiction doesn't change, which is a good thing. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. Bev Prentice is operating the board, and Leslie Herzberg is here from Arrowhead talking about all of the cool things happening at Arrowhead and beyond associated with Melville. Herman Melville wrote Moby Dick at Arrowhead, right here in the city of Pittsfield. Isn't that cool?
It's one of the coolest things that people don't really know that much about. So we try to tell people the story and make sure they know and get into the schools and make sure the kids know that they have this really special thing in their own backyard.
Yeah, get into the local schools because they're learning about history of American history and literature. And we have a lot right here in their own backyard. So that's important. Once again, let's talk about the whale at Egremont Elementary.
Yeah.
We have a few more minutes, so let's tell people how to see that.
Please come and visit Nile the Whale. It is a life-sized inflatable whale that you get to go inside, brought here by the Whale Mobile, which is a very specific program from the eastern part of the state. And you can come and visit Nile at the Egremont Elementary School gym on Saturday, this Saturday, from 10 to 12, and learn about whales, learn about the environment, learn about why oceans are important to the environment. And it's a free program. So we invite kids really up through sixth grade. Please come and visit Nile.
This is Saturday, September 14th, because this might run another week beyond that. So Saturday, September 14th. Is the Whale Mobile at Egremont Elementary School. More information is on the website berkshirehistory.org, berkshirehistory.org, or lovepittsfield.com. That's very cool. Nile, I love the name,
yeah.
Nile.
I have a question, though. Will you say go inside the whale because it's, what is inside?
You literally see what would be inside of a whale. So you kind of see rib bones and you see how the food would have come in through the baleen and be processed inside the whale. And they talk about the anatomy of the whale and teach kids about the whale and how everything works inside such a giant creature.
Wow. You see how enormous it is because mm-hmm. you can literally walk inside the whale and be like, whoa, look how huge it is.
Wow.
Inside these creatures.
I was at Mystic this weekend and all of a sudden I've got this passion for whales.
Mystic, Connecticut.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah. Mm. That's a good place to get excited about all kinds of sea creatures and seafood. Mm-hmm. I had some good seafood in Mystic, Connecticut. Not whales, though. But it's very cool for kids and adults to realize how enormous these creatures are, and the inside of them is just the anatomy is cool. So go check out the whale at Egremont Elementary School. We have about two more minutes. So tell us anything else you want to chat about.
Sure. Well, throughout the end of the season, even after September, we have a lot of cemetery tours.
Oh, yeah.
These are cool. So we've kind of tried to span over a lot of cemeteries through the county. So we have some coming up in Beckett, in North Adams, and in North Egremont. So please come and join us for our cemetery walks. And we have a presentation by Susan B. Anthony, a historic portrayer of Susan B. Anthony. And then we're going to be doing some forest bathing, if you've never done forest bathing before. We also have, if you want to be a writer and if you would like to write, we have a writer series coming up that spans 6 months, which is a really wonderful program by our education coordinator, Jana Lais. And then we're going to show the film of Billy Budd at the Beacon in November. So if you want to come and join us and see the iconic 1962 film, we'll be showing that at the Beacon. So again, partnering with the Beacon, partnering with our local businesses. We are doing some storytelling, both at Arrowhead in November and at the Athenaeum in December, having grandparents and grandchildren share stories and create oral histories.
Oh, great. Nice.
And again, in keeping with the Billy Budd theme, because Melville and his granddaughter Eleanor, who found Billy Budd, he told her a lot of stories and they had this wonderful relationship. So we're going to be doing that. And we'll have some holiday teas in December if you want to come and have tea with us. at Arrowhead.
All of that sounds lovely. All of this information about Arrowhead is on berkshirehistory.org, berkshirehistory.org, or at lovepittsfield.com. Leslie Herzberg, the executive director of Arrowhead, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Yay! This has been the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show on WTBR 89.7 FM. Have a great week, everyone.